Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to Laid Bear.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day today.
Hey guys, and welcome to Laid Bear, your favorite sex and relationships podcast. You're joined with me, your host, Oloni.
I'm your favorite homegirl, Nikki.
And it's your girl, Marion Friend.
Whoop, whoop. And we are back. This time we are here to give you guys an episode full of dilemmas. Nikki said she likes the people's problems. Did I lie? That's not what you said.
I said it, guys.
I said what I said. I said what she means is that
we can relate.
She likes helping you. And yeah. It's relatable.
We can relate.
So that's what we're going to be doing. But before we get into that, guys, did you see that video where this young lady, actually, instead of me telling you what happened, you've probably seen it, but let me pull it up. It was this. So sorry, that was the snippet of my TikTok as well. However, in the full video, she basically talks about how she is a virgin because she's not had because she hasn't had penetrative sex through vaginal intercourse, and her partner is in the video as well. I'm not sure if he's her husband or if he's her fiance. I think that's her fiance. Yeah. And he says, you know, that he has been intimate before, but she feels like a blessing. She goes on to say that she's done everything. She was promiscuous. Those were her words, that she's been promiscuous, but she's a virgin. Now, see, here's my thing. How can you be a promiscuous virgin?
It make sense. Like,
she be doing anal.
Sex is sex to
sex
me.
Is sex. Sex
same.
Is
sex. I agree, though. I do agree. But I think it's just obviously some people kind of view virginity as a separate entity.
Yeah.
That's like, virginity is literally penetration to some people.
Right.
So it's like, if they don't do that, then they're still virgins.
Yeah.
But I think what we forget is that, like, oral sex is still sex.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Digital sex is still sex. Yeah. Like, all of that. But I think it's like a very much like a culture and religion thing a lot of the time.
But she says she's promiscuous. Like, she should just take that out and speak about. Don't speak about this again.
I agree. However, you know, I do think like the concept around virginity is very warped. I feel like we hold it so highly that people don't really recognize that it's not just to do with the hymen, and sex does include a lot of things. You know, it's like basically saying a lesbian is still a virgin because she has not had a penis inside her if she's only had sex with women.
Yeah.
Does that still mean that she is a virgin?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we put too much emphasis on it because it makes it seem as though women are more high value if they have never ever had a penis go inside them. And I just think it's warped because, you know, I guess it's part of the reason, I said this in my TikTok video as well, I feel like it's part of the reason why we have stupid conversations about body count, and it's why women all over the world are, not all over the world, some parts of the world, sorry, you know, go under surgery to try and get their hymen intact as well, which even goes deeper than that, because not all of us are born with hymens, and we all know that, I'm sure we're all old enough to realise now that, you know, hymens can be torn through variations of things.
Horse riding.
Riding a bike, riding a horse, doing the splits, play fighting, a tampon, just a tip, you know? so many, you guys have done just a tip, and then it just leads all the way. Okay, just me. There's just so many things, and I feel like we need to remove that emphasis because it is really holding us back from exploring what we want to truly explore. Maybe it's because we've just been socialized to think that if it doesn't go inside between our legs,
right,
we're not doing anything wrong. And here's my view as well. The last point is that if this is done for religious reasons, do you think God is stupid?
God's
whatever hell we are going to, you are joining us. What are you going to say when you get to the gate?
I gave head, God.
Well, exactly. God, it's not the same.
I only sucked it.
I only sucked it.
It was just a tip, God.
It was just a tip, God.
But you did it.
God, I just used a bit, little bit of uck. It wasn't that much, you know.
Imagine at God the, is so not stupid. At the pearly gate, she'd say it was just a bit of uck.
It's quite insulting that you're looking for sexual loopholes around virginity.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not saying that you can't hold on to having vaginal sex for whatever reason you want to. I'm just saying, look at the deeper reason. Why are you doing it?
Yeah.
And if you don't want to have sex, just don't have sex. Don't give a hand job. Don't have anal sex. Like, do you know what I mean? But again, I feel like we should all be free to explore our sexuality how we see fit. Just understand why you're doing it. It's like when I tell women, like, if you're having sex or casual sex, don't do it because you're trying to fill in a void.
Yeah.
What are you doing it for?
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, that's our little take on that. Let us know what you think. Use the hashtag LaidBarePodcast. Are you an everything but girl? I explained that in my book as well. You know, women who will suck, fuck, and lick, but they won't. Well, not fuck, but yeah, suck, lick, and jerk, and do everything.
I have
else.
A friend who's that. She's everything but, and she's very, very close to God. I just find it really interesting.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, I don't think she's like against people having sex, but she's more so like, I want to have sex with someone who I think is going to be my husband or with the right person.
But she's licking in the ass.
I don't think she takes it in the ass.
What'd she do?
But she'll, you know, get some head, play with a couple willies.
How do you do that and not have sex, please? But like, I would just think that you're... Do you know what it is? Maybe because you haven't had it. If you don't have it, you don't know
what you're missing out
on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For sure.
I just think...
Because me, you're fucking on my titties and I'm just like... I bust it wide.
You know when you just think, oh, it's just a kiss. Oh my God, he's just on my neck. Oh God, he's got my titty in his mouth. Literally. And that's it. You're laying on your back.
Fingers on my pants.
I mean, there have been times that I've been like, oh, you can only finger me. Next thing you know.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like I have restrained from guys in the past. I remember guys told me that I used him because I just refused to go all the way. And it was just me who was like being pleasured. And I'm not fucking you. I enjoyed it though. Felt very dominant, you know.
That's
always necessary sometimes. Yeah. To have a dominant sesh.
Okay, let's get into the first dilemma. This one was quite interesting. I read it on the way.
Okay.
So she says, "Hey, Aloni, my friend is getting married, and although I'm not her best friend, we're extremely close. I've helped her so much in life, and vice versa. I'm reliable and have money to spend, but she never made me her bridesmaid. She has 10. And I never made the cut. I brought it up to her and she said I was centering myself around her big day. She even chose women. Why are you laughing? She even chose women she stopped speaking to for 5 years over me. I'm so distraught. Included. I don't think that's your friend, man.
That's not your friend. You were convenient to her.
Yeah, I don't think that's your friend.
Yeah, that's not your friend.
You know what took me by surprise? She said like I had 1, 2, or 3. She has 10 bridesmaids. Why do you need that many bridesmaids?
It's true.
That's too much.
I probably have like 6.
At my wedding, my friends think I'm crazy. I'm not having bridesmaids.
Really? I've heard no, my about friends told me that.
Yeah,
I'm not having bridesmaids. It's literally about me and my husband. I don't want no group chats with like my other friends arguing. Somebody was late to do this and then the hen party was a mess. I'll hear about it afterwards.
But you still do
I
hen party and stuff
care.
Though.
Oh yeah, have hen party with like my friends. But no bridesmaids.
No bridal train.
I want 5 or 6. I'm still deciding though.
Okay. Do you know who you...
Yeah, I wrote it down. I think I wrote mine as soon as I started dating Bae. I was just like, okay, you'd won. And then I wrote down the names of who might make the cut. And then I have a friend actually, funnily enough. Mm-hmm. She did like a bridesmaid's test. So on her birthday, she saw like what friend was like really good to her or like what friend was helping her, etc., etc.
And then based it off that.
Based it off that.
That's basically a good idea.
That's a good idea.
That's just it is. Yeah. But anyway, going back to the dilemma, are you centering yourself?
Yeah.
You think she is?
I think she is.
Oh?
I think like, it's okay to be offended.
Yeah.
But
you think she
it's not about
anything.
You. Yeah, just be the guest.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's nothing wrong with being the guest.
You're not always going to get picked for shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's times where it's like, I've been disappointed by my friends because maybe I don't know, this is a stupid example, but maybe they've picked somebody else as, I don't know, their plus one to an event or something. Just have to get over it. And just like.
Did you bring it up to them?
Nah, I don't bring up. I just don't care enough about that. It's just like, you made your choice.
Yeah.
I can feel however I feel about it, but it's not important enough for me to like bring it up as something.
I hear you.
But obviously it's a wedding. I don't know. In my mind, I'm like, do you want to be there or not? So there's no point in bringing it up and then having an argument.
I was going to say that. I was going to say, do you know what? It's okay. You're not a bridesmaid. Yeah. Think about the bright side.
You can pick the dollars off the floor.
You really wanted to, bro. You want to be part
of the bride.
I'm joking.
Maybe
it
could be so an actually, how do I know?
No.
Nigerian?
I was just going to say,
like, at least you escape all the bridesmaids' costs, because being a bridesmaid is bloody expensive.
It sounds like she wants to spend money. She doesn't have the money to spend, you know? You know, I've got friends who are actually professional bridesmaids. No, and when I say professional bridesmaids, I don't mean like they're never going to be the bride. I mean like they're always a bridesmaid.
Yeah. Okay,
it's not a bad
thing.
It just means that they're clearly like a good
reliable
person.
And people want them. People want them.
It's just like, oh my God, like, she's a good friend or she has many friends.
Yeah.
So obviously they want her to be a part of it, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I would say in this scenario, I would have said maybe you should have kept it to yourself till after the wedding.
Yeah, because she might not even invite you to the wedding, bro.
Yeah, or like, do you know what I mean? Because if she didn't pick you, she didn't pick you. And I feel like when it comes to your wedding, people are very, maybe not everyone, but I feel like people think about their choices, you know? People think about every choice. People think about the DJ they want, the MC that they want, the dress they want, the food they want, the people that they want to invite. Like, it's not just, you know, your 21st bash. It's your wedding. She's got 10 bridesmaids. I'd like to think she thought deeply about it, and she probably has her reasons. You don't need to agree with it, but it is her day. But yeah, I really do hope it doesn't spoil the wedding or the day. Just let it go. I did have a friend once who was in a similar position. And I thought it was quite sad at the time as well, but I don't want to give away her tea. I just realized that she didn't give me permission to say what happened, so I'm gonna reel that in.
Anyway, I'm assuming that basically she wanted to be a bridesmaid and she wasn't.
Yeah.
And it happens. I think it happens. But then also it's like lesson learned. Like when I get married, you're not going to be my bridesmaid. Like it's
I'm not that petty.
Yeah, no. Actually, I am. I was about to be like, no. I can't lie. Just attend the wedding and support your friends.
There's some people.
Decide about your friendship afterwards.
Yeah, there's some people where it's like, if I'm not a bridesmaid at your wedding, I'm going to start looking at you funny. Because I'm like.
I don't think that's what she's doing.
But how close are they, though?
She said that they were close. Wait, let me read it. She said, we're extremely close.
Oh, really?
I've helped her so much in life and vice versa.
Oh, shit.
She said, I'm reliable and have the money to spend.
Okay.
She has 10 in capital letters. She has 10 bridesmaids. Now, this girl's angry.
Yeah, she's really upset.
But I feel like when people show you who they are, just believe them.
Literally.
She's shown you that she doesn't. Maybe I feel like it might be not a one-sided friendship, but like maybe you value the friendship more.
Heavily
than
balanced
she does
on one side, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is possible. I feel like I have friendships like that, where it's like some people kind of overestimate their importance in your life, or you could do that for somebody else as well. So.
Yeah. So just take it how it is and know that that's what it is. Next one. Hey guys, I broke up with my ex 2 years ago. However, his ex recently reached out to me. She dated him after I did. She wants to know some things about his character. I guess it's for closure. My issue is this a bad idea?
Yes.
I would do it.
No.
You would do it?
Yeah.
Let her go about business.
Would I do it?
You know, you're saying that, but if you were the ex, more recent ex, you may have an ink like a feeling.
I would never ever
out.
Do that.
So you've
I
never
promise
gone
you.
To another woman.
Never
about it. Okay, there we go.
No, I never have. Like I remember, like in my last relationship, his sighting was proper calling me and asking me all these questions. I was uncomfortable with that.
Yeah,
like I'm not going to the next. The before
sides ting is different.
No, but then you know them as just going back to another woman that's been with your man, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, no. But why is she called? No, don't contact me.
I'm done.
I don't know. I wish there was more context. I had another friend who actually has gone through something similar. And I told her, tell her what you want to tell her. Don't tell her everything. You don't need to tell her everything. And do more listening than telling, if that makes sense.
I think that's just generally when you're speaking to people, you should always listen more than you talk.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. In this case, it seems like she wants closure, and for you to get closure, you've got to speak. You've got to talk.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
So I would say that in this scenario, it's totally up to you. Do what your gut and your heart and your head is telling you to do. If you're comfortable doing so, then do so. If it feels like it might be messy and you don't want no involvement, then leave it. I wish there was more context, because what type of relationship did you have with your ex? Was it one where you both just said, you know what, we're not really, you know, we really can't do this anymore? Was it toxic? Do you know what I mean? If it was toxic, then I would say probably don't get involved.
Yeah.
Take yourself back there. So there's just so many things to weigh out. What would you guys do? Use the hashtag LaidBarePodcast. Same thing with the bridal, the wedding dilemma with the bridesmaids. How do you guys feel about that? Use the hashtag LaidBarePodcast. But yeah, what else? Anyone else have any takes on that one?
I feel like if it was me, I would probably approach it depending on how I felt about the ex.
Yeah.
So if I didn't like him, I'd be spilling the tea. But if like we ended on like okay terms, you didn't do anything to me,
yeah,
that I'm just gonna have to leave you to figure that out on your own. But involving yourself in other people's like ex relationships and shit is just long.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah, because it will come back to you. Like it always ends up coming back. So
next one. Hi, pretty girls. I'm gonna keep this short and simple. I'm used to fucking with drug dealers and fraud boys. With money to spend, so I never thought twice about splurging or them spending on me. I think I'm really falling for this 9-to-5 almost minimum wage boy. I'm always can you let me get through the dilemma?
She is so mean. I'm sorry,
she's mean.
How is she saying all anyway? Carry on.
Hold on, let's start. Okay, let me go back to you.
See, women that are you anyway. Let me talk once you finish.
I think I'm really falling for this 9-to-5 almost minimum wage boy, and I'm happy and accept him for him, and he always tries to overspend when we go out, and I feel bad as he's on a low salary. When we go out, I feel like he spends his weekly paycheck on me in one day. He will insist we get £80 taxis instead of public transport, and will buy expensive cinema food instead of sneaking some in my bag. How do I tell him I'm uncomfortable with him trying to match that energy of the guys in my past and would rather him save his money? I have tried to pay half, but he never lets me.
Why are you pocket watching? If a man's, in my opinion, I feel like most people would spend money in their capacity, even if it is a big bunch of their money, like they're not going to spend money that they don't want to spend.
Yeah.
So it's like you should just enjoy it. Do you know what I mean? And maybe when you get comfortable, then he might, you know, reel it in a little bit, or might be more realistic about his finances. But early on during dating, you are kind of there to like woo somebody. So like, yeah,
let him woo you. Yeah, woo you, man. I would say, do you know what? Maybe have another conversation with him, but don't make it about his money. Just say like, oh, I'd really prefer, I feel like we do this way too much. Like, don't make out like it's to do with his money. Because I feel like guys are money, their ego. Very, very sensitive. Do you know what I mean? And sure. I feel like it's a good thing. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that she wants to help him save money. Like, even though the message did seem a bit crass, I don't think it's a bad thing that, you know, because guys are so used to hearing that women just want to spend all their money, and you've got a woman here who's just like, listen, I know you're not on that much, and I'm not trying to spend all your money. Like, she sounds like she kind of feels bad.
I don't know what kind of,
that's what I was gonna say, like, from. What have you shown him? Like, have you told him that this is like your past, and exactly, this is what you're used to? So he's thinking, ah shit, I gotta do all of this. Yeah. What you're saying, a lot of men make those assumptions, especially based off a woman's appearance, because I've been through that before. Yeah. Where guys would just assume you like certain things, and I'm like, no, I don't.
That's good.
But I mean, you know, sometimes like I haven't told you that though, but then you want to be doing something that you're not used to. Yeah.
That's true. But yeah, I think you just should have a conversation with him. Don't make our like it's about the money. Just say that, listen, it really bothers you that you guys always like get taxis when there's other ways you guys can get from A to B. You can say that, you know, I feel like there's different ways you can go about it. You don't have to make it about the money at all.
I find it funny though, because why is she complaining?
That's what I'm saying. She doesn't, like, even though her message seems mad, I don't think she's a bad person.
But it's like, it's that him spending the money has no impact on you, like, whatsoever. Like, maybe he's got an allocated
baggy allowance. But that's the thing. The way you start is the way you're supposed to continue. And for a lot of these guys, they will start spending on you, but for it to continue, you know, I don't think it will get shaky. It really will get shaky. So I think she's just worried. I find it funny that she just says she's only been with drug dealers and fraud boys.
I can't lie, women like that are scary. No offense to you.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
Have you guys ever been with a drug guy or a fraud guy?
I mean, I fucked some.
That's why I was laughing.
But I just think getting used to that lifestyle is just like, it just enables a lot of like entitlement to money and like high
you don't
level
really
materialism.
Money.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. you're just mad materialistic, and it's like you're expecting money from people that you're not able to produce yourself. Like, which I also find
that's how they'll come and break down the door when you're supposed to be like, when you're supposed to be getting a massage. I read a story on Twitter recently about this girl who was getting a massage, and it was this fraud guy, and he told her, "You better not snitch." At Correct, like, he got her a massage and sent her to the spa, but they broke down the door because it wasn't her card and it wasn't his.
Oh, they reported it.
Yeah. And then as she was telling the story, she was just like, "Listen, I don't care. I'm a snitch." Da 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 da. She told them everything, but she still went back to the guy though. She still went.
Really?
Yeah. She went back to the guy. I was
and he still forgave her.
Up. I was actually
must have been ton.
Yeah, I don't know.
Why did he return after getting snitched on? What the fuck?
Listen. Okay, next one. We recently had a baby and my husband almost never does night shifts and doesn't wake up when our baby cries. He even sleeps 8 to 10 hours some nights while I'm trying to make it on a 2 to 3 hour. Wait, what does that mean? He even sleeps 8 to 10 hours some nights while I'm trying to make it on 2 to 3 hours. Okay. He says he can't wake up to take care of the baby, like he's physically unable, yet somehow I do it and I don't die in the process. How do I get him to see that he's being selfish when having a baby is about sacrifice? What do we do?
I think this is directly just telling him, just be like, I'm sleep deprived. How do you sleep 8 to 10 hours when there's a new crying baby?
Yeah.
I don't get that. Like, he can be tired too, I guess. But then, listen, you both had that baby. You didn't have that child by yourself. So he needs to know very explicitly, like, yeah, how you feel.
Just ask him, like, oh, do you mind doing night shift sometimes? I've been really worn down. Like, I'm really tired. It'd be nice if I could get a lie in, like... And just kind of
men scare me, you know. I can't lie. I always say this, you know, having a baby for a guy scares me.
No,
it doesn't matter if you're married, doesn't matter if you've known him since you guys were 9. I just feel like it's so scary.
I just feel like when the baby's crying, yeah, and he's sleeping,
so they switch up on you,
put the baby on his chest.
When you even, I saw we were talking about this some weeks ago, you know, when guys switch up on you, like you have a baby and they just
just start acting mad.
That's why you need to delete that baby.
Oh my god,
I'm
like,
hello,
sorry.
What do you mean? Delete? What's wrong with saying delete the baby?
Pro choice, man.
The baby's already here, but I'm guessing.
No, not that baby. Yeah. Sorry, not the Dilemma Girls baby. No, don't delete that baby. Yeah. Let's continue.
Guys.
Let that baby thrive in its life. But just for rhetoric future situations, delete that baby, man.
Yeah.
Pro choice, guys. Men are useless.
Do you know what? If I wasn't in a relationship, I would actually, I've always said to myself, if I wasn't in a relationship and I did want to have a baby, I think I would actually go to a sperm donor.
Really?
Really?
I feel like I would not want to be tied to a man I'm not with. Like, it actually scares me. Scares me because I know that men, I'm just like, I know I'm an amazing person, but I see a lot of amazing women who their guys switch up on them as soon as they have a baby.
Yeah.
What I do not want to do lottery with you and take the chances of wondering if I'm with a were.
Yeah, no, that's true. You're right.
So it scares me. Like, I was,
and it's the same men that'll be telling you, "Oh, let me give you a baby.
Let me give you a baby.
Yeah,
I want us to have a family." No, you want me to be barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah,
at home,
knowing that I'll always be there.
I cannot. Mm. I'm sorry. It even scares me now. I'm shaking. Sorry.
Bondage.
Like, I'm actually shakes.
Yeah. Put the baby on his chest when the baby starts crying.
That's a good idea, actually.
It reminds. Do you know? I don't know if you saw a video. Actually, it was this woman. She was speaking in pidgin. She was. It's a Nigerian video. It went viral on Twitter. She was like backing her baby, you know, like how, you know how like Nigerian
wrap the cloth wrap and stuff,
exactly. So the baby was asleep and she was in the kitchen and her, like, she was cooking, and then she called her husband and she was like saying, "Oh, please help me put the baby down, like the baby's asleep, like I just want to finish off what I'm doing." And he said, "This is my day off. You're asking me to like put the baby down, da 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 da. You're the..." Basically insinuating that was her job or that was her role or da da da. Like, he goes to work and da 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 da. She switched on him. Like, she switched on him. Listen, the pidgin that she was speaking, she said, "Don't you ever in your life, like, you have a day off. Do you know what it means? Like, do you know what I do in the house? Do you know, like, how I take care of these kids?"
It's true, though.
He was just like, "Oh, you know, I work and I bring the bacon home and da 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 da. What do you bring to the table?" She said, "Never in your life ask me such a stupid question. Marry your table."
Right.
Marry your table.
Marry the table. Bro.
Marry your table. And I loved the way she came with that energy, because I'm not going to lie to you, I wasn't really expecting it. And I think maybe because we have this, like, I don't want to say we, but I feel like sometimes I have this idea that sub-Nigerian housewives are extremely submissive.
Yeah.
But she was not backing down. But she that's was good just though. Like, never yeah. in your life ask me such a question. I'm here chopping onions. These are your kids as well. And you can't put the baby down. That's all I've asked you to do. My hands smell like onions.
Feed the baby, fam.
Yeah, I didn't ask you to feed the baby. She said,
even if
she
I said, did.
Do you know how many women die when they give birth?
Yeah.
And you're telling me, what do I bring to the table?
Yeah.
She said, some women have given birth and they died. And all I'm asking you is to put the baby down. And you can't do that. But the way, I just love Pigeon anyway in general, but she was not backing down. In fact, towards the end of the video, the guy just kept quiet.
Good.
He was
good.
Stunned. Again, I don't know if it was, it didn't seem to me, if it was very good acting because she seemed pissed, like truly pissed. It didn't feel like those, you know, them Facebook
skits. Those skits, yeah.
Fucking hate Facebook skits, you know. Fucking hate it. But I always click on them. Do you guys click on those videos as well? Like where they trick you, like they do something. And they make out like you have to stay towards the end to find out like what the final results are.
And nothing happens.
And then it's just rubbish. Like there was this one video I was watching, and you actually have watched it as well. It was like this, they made this design on a t-shirt, but they kept making out like they were going to show you the end result, but they kept going over and over and over. It's like they were doing this like water paint.
That's on like TikTok.
On TikTok.
They
well.
Do they do that?
Yeah, they do bear that shit. Like there's one I used to watch all the time of when I'd been a zoo, I'd just be watching it for time when they'd like peel an egg. But it's like they take the shell off an egg,
mm-hmm.
but the egg isn't boiled.
Yeah.
It's like a runny yolk. And yeah. then they use like a tweezer to take off
each patch,
each little bit yeah. of the eggshell. But they use like, they literally take it off in the tiniest little segment. And then it'll be the last bit of shell left. Yeah. So I've watched it to get to this last bit of shell.
Yeah.
The guy's just dancing around that little bit of shell with the tweezer, taking bare time. It's like, fam.
No, this has to be something that you watch on your smoking.
Is it a kink? I don't know what it is.
It's a kink.
Speaking of kink, yeah, guys, can we quickly break down? What do you guys think of that girl who's on TikTok who does these videos? Like,
Yummy.
Yummy. Ice cream.
Ice cream.
You have seen the video. Do you live under a rock? How do you not see the video? Ice cream, so good.
Thank you for my flowers.
Ice cream, so good. I did it once on TikTok. It's actually hard.
Really? I saw Face in the News did it and she was fucking joking.
It was...
She made up like all random ones.
Even like, to move like a...
Is that what she says?
Like a doll. Yeah, she'll yeah. be like, ice cream, yummy.
It's supposed to be like a video game character. What yeah, are they called again?
Something PG, I think.
Yeah.
Like that.
I can't remember what they're called. You guys know what we're talking about.
Non-player, NPC, that's it. NPC.
But it definitely is a kink as well. That is a kink. And I guess you can get away with it on TikTok. Because it's not blatantly a kink as well.
Mm.
But people be sending her money. And I only saw a picture of the worth of each present or gift that gets sent.
Yeah.
Is
that her? I can't see from here. My eyesight shit.
Yeah, the one on the
Pinky
left,
Doll
left.
Is her name. Yeah. Pinky Doll is her name. I always see her and I'm just like, ciao.
But you actually need the sound on.
What I had was, ooh.
People send her money as well. She makes like popcorn and she puts it in the straighteners.
That's what I'm thinking. Why is there straighteners on popcorn?
I tried to do it. It's really hard.
Yeah, she just does it. I don't get it though.
Ice cream so good. Ice cream so good.
She makes a lot of money. And obviously those gifts on TikTok.
Yeah, listen,
the cheapest one is worth like $1.
Yeah.
But then they go up to like.
I saw one for like $70.
Yeah.
And I remember someone tweeted like, not you guys sending $70 just for some pussy you're not going to get. Virtual pussy that you're not going to get.
No, but truly.
I am finna quit my job and do this.
But imagine you do one TikTok a night. You're literally making at least £500. And she gets tens of thousands of viewers on her live. So
I'm about to give up my career.
And she's gone viral now.
Yeah, she's gone viral. So she's probably making even more money now.
I think my only criticism that I would say is I don't like that when her kid's in the background. I'll be honest and say
she
that.
Got kids and
really?
Stuff.
But there's... What's the problem with that? She's not doing anything sexual, though.
It is. She does. She does a hand gesture sometimes.
Oh, really?
She does the thing with her tongue. Oh, and even if she wasn't doing those two things, it is still a kink that we know is sex work that she's doing. It's just sex work she can get away with because she hasn't got her feet on display.
Yeah.
She's not doing something suggestive with a plastic dildo.
Mm.
It's not exactly like she's like... Do you know what I mean? Like being highly sexual. But I think if it's a form of kink and you know it's sex work, like...
Mm.
Do it privately.
Right.
That's my only
thing. Before the kid goes to school and says that, my mum's holding popcorn in a straight
mouth. Said yummy, yummy.
And then they're going to be asking, wait, so what else?
Yeah.
And what that's
else?
It.
What else? Guys, use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. Right, hey, I've been sleeping with my friend for a few years. Sex is amazing, but it feels like there's more than just sex between us. Do I tell him I like him and risk it, or no more sex?
But like,
wait, sorry.
So she said that she's sleeping with a guy. She likes him. She's sleeping with her friend. Hey, I've been sleeping with my friend for a few years. How do you sleep with a friend for a few years? Sex is amazing, but it feels like there's more than just sex between us. Do I tell him I like him and risk no more sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like someone, I think you should tell them.
Always tell them. I'm definitely an advocate for speaking out. I don't believe in like hiding your feelings when it comes to like other people.
I hear it, yeah. Because I've been in the same situation. I was talking about the same person from like last year when we were doing the show. And for me, I always like, if there was a reason why they haven't said it, and because, you know, men, like, they're very sort of like blasé with their feelings. Me as a woman, when I start feeling it, and if I see any reasons why, oh my God, there's a reason why it's hard to say it to you, then maybe you shouldn't go there. But I do think, you should tell him.
Yeah. Maybe you feel like they don't feel the same. Maybe it's not reciprocated.
Tell him, but don't expect too much. Do it as if you're just getting it off your chest that these are your feelings and go with that. Because in my situation, that person was not going to be my person. He was my friend. Loved him as a friend, but then when you start becoming intimate with your friend, you see more reasons why, like, okay, this is the reason why I'm not even with you, this is the reason why I'll never pursue anything. But that was for me, so I would say tell him. But be,
you guys still talk?
We still talk.
Not the hospital one.
I'm
always referring to the hospital.
I know, because I feel like I'm really waiting for this story. Like, we still talk,
yeah,
but it's at the point where it's like I'm more useful to him than he is to me. That's how I feel about our friendship now. Like, we're still kind of cool-ish. I'm just pissed off with him because he didn't even wish me a happy birthday. Yeah. But you're there sending me funny videos on Instagram. Anyway.
Yeah.
But,
you wish you a happy birthday?
No.
Really?
Seriously. This is the third year in a row
that he hasn't wished you a happy birthday.
I don't even mind talking about it. I haven't addressed him yet because I'm going to address him properly. But then you're sending...
And you guys were fucking.
But you're sending me videos to laugh at on Instagram.
And it wasn't your story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You saw me reposting that it was my birthday, that I went out. Even the other night I went out, I was like, oh guys, it's still my birthday.
Did you even say anything on the first time it happened?
The first time I didn't talk to him. The second time it happened, I didn't talk to him, butted me up, sent me a present.
He sent you a present?
Yeah, he sent me a present. But then this time, what is the excuse? Like, you can't...
Maybe he just doesn't believe to... Do you know there's some people... I've actually refrained from saying happy birthday to people on social media, you know? Same. If we're not close enough, or if I'm not that well acquainted with you,
yeah,
I can't come and kill myself.
But this person...
I follow too many people. I'm actually comfortable clicking and clicking.
Same.
And
I don't
clicking.
Care if you've seen my name come up.
I'm sorry, like, this is not to offend. But like... It's just a lot. And sometimes I don't want to talk. I actually get depressed when I see someone's birthday. Do I have to reply to you? Do I have to say happy birthday?
Yeah.
No, but obviously, as for this one, this is different. But anyway.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Not to take away. It is completely different.
I hear it. But then just in this situation, like, I've just been there. So if you really want to say how you feel, say how you feel, but don't expect him to be like, oh my God, I feel the same way too. Or at the complete opposite, where he could be a complete ass and not regard your feelings. Just say it with the intention of you're getting it off your chest.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, have I ever told a guy, like, I think there was one time I felt like I was starting to catch feelings for a guy that I liked, but I just realized the sex was just really good and he looked amazing naked. And he was a player, so I already knew, but I was annoyed that I was catching feelings for him because it wasn't really feelings. It was just the sexual. I knew it was the sex that just made me feel like I had feelings for him, because if I stopped fucking him, would the feelings still be there? Probably not. And that's all it takes sometimes. All it takes is for you to stop fucking someone to know that it's not really truly feelings.
Yeah, but it's guys, just how 3 years is not small time though.
3 years is not a small that's time. A it's not. It's so not.
I feel like there must
be. Were you fucking him for 3 years?
Like a year and a bit.
Okay. Yeah. But in the dilemma, I'm trying to think.
Yeah, how the dilemma was 3 years. I feel
did
like
she say 3 years?
Yeah, she did. I feel like there's a level of compatibility that you must have in order to even maintain a friends with benefits situation for 3 years.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, no, she said a few years, but a few years could be a 3 years.
In my mind, few years is three. But maybe it's even more.
It's probably even more. It could be five.
Maybe more.
Nah, two is a couple. Well, anyway.
I always say two is a couple.
Yeah.
Either way, you've been fucking it for a couple years and
I say tell him, you know.
Yeah, I say tell him as well.
You won't die, man.
Yeah.
You won't die.
If you can fuck someone, why can't you share your emotions with them? Exactly. And this is not someone...
And this
not,
is your friend.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No one leave. It's more. It gives you more grounds to be that comfortable. They're your friend. You're sleeping with them. You should be comfortable enough to be like, hey, I think I actually have feelings for you. Do you feel the same? If not, I think we should probably stop this because I don't want my feelings to grow with intimacy. And do you know what happens sometimes? I feel like a lot of us... When we can't get the relationship that we desire, we settle for the second best thing, which is sexual intimacy. And we see that as the runner up. Okay, I can't be your person. But okay.
At least I'm around you.
At least I'm around you. At least I've got company. At least you're staying around mine. At least we're kicking it together. At least we're still friends. And it's just like, no, you deserve to have the best and what you want. Do you know what I mean? Because if you do as well, they'll just take the piss as well and think that they can just be treating you anyhow. Like, I've got this girl here, I know she has feelings for me.
Yeah.
But I still call the shots.
Yeah.
You know, don't leave yourself hurt. So yeah. Guys, again, use the hashtag #LaidBarePodcast. We want to know how you feel. I feel like a lot of us have been in that position. I feel like that one is very relatable, if I'm honest. Okay, next one. Hey girls, how do I approach the topic of getting my boyfriend to wash his penis properly / more frequently? He is uncircumcised and I have seen some men don't have an issue with it smelling and tasting good and others do. I don't want to embarrass him or shame him, but it's stopping me from giving him oral sex. Yeah,
this is my biggest fear, you know. I always
smelly thought, penis.
Not smelly penis, but if my pussy stank.
Yeah.
I always thought, I talk to my girlfriend about it often, I'm like, if my pussy stank, will you tell me?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I would. But it's like, how would I believe you? Because obviously, like, this person who shared the dilemma, she's thinking that her man's dick smells, but he don't know that. And he probably thinks his dicks don't smell either. So it's kind of tight. But I would 100% say that you should just let him know. Or maybe go in the shower with him and maybe turn it into some sexy little... sensual experience.
That's like, a good idea.
Go
that's
in the nice. Shower with him.
I believe either. Being straight, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's your man, you have to, but also men have really fragile egos, so it's hard. But like, also if you shower together, he'll probably clean himself more than he usually would because you're around, so that would probably be a good idea. Or you can wash him his willy for him, or you could just say, you could just be honest and be like,
nigga, you got dick cheese.
I'm done. Or maybe just dick wait cheese. Until he asks you why you're not giving him head.
No, I think you should be like, babe, do you want to go clean up a bit more? Like, be you look at it and say, babe, do you want to clean up a bit more? And make a face if you need to.
Yeah.
We don't be doing it, pulling enough faces to men to let them know that their shit stank.
Nah, truly.
I'm joking. I don't want you to shame him, admittedly, but I do think you should be straight. If there's nothing wrong with just, like, getting out his dick and being like, do you want to go clean up a bit more?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think there's just, it's a simple way of communicating. I know we don't want to offend out the people that we, like, love or whatever, but if you're going to, you need to remember that whatever dirt is on him will transfer to you and will fuck up your pH. So if he's dirty, if he's got a dirty dick, you'll have a dirty vulva, you'll have a dirty vagina. So it's very important that you make that's sure true. That
it will actually affect you
that well, yeah it won't affect you. Like, I'm sorry, but his feelings are not more important than your sexual health.
No, never.
True that.
So you need to have that conversation with him. I just want us to be more dominant in the bedroom, girls. I really want us to be
we
more dominant.
Be scared of men.
You should not be scared of them. And if you're scared of them, don't fuck them.
Yeah, true.
If you're scared of them, don't fuck them. Honestly,
true.
There should be nothing wrong with saying, hey, babe, like, I've got a towel in the bathroom. Just damp it, put a bit of soap and clean up properly. Or let's take a shower so you can clean up properly. There should be nothing difficult in saying that, you know.
That's true.
It shouldn't be a problem.
It should not be a problem. Let us know if you've ever been in that position before. Have you ever had to tell someone that they've got a dirty dick? Or men, tell us, like, how have you ever gotten around telling the girl that you're sleeping with that, you know, their vulva doesn't really smell the greatest? Because that's one that guys love to say, oh, her pussy stink.
You still went there.
And they still will, you know.
Still went here.
I don't know why guys act like all of them have standards.
And also, pussy smells different, like...
Pussy goes way through more, in my opinion, than a penis does.
We've got periods.
It has to wash itself.
Our pussy literally smells how we eat.
Yeah.
Like, our body, like, what we consume is literally directly...
And what we smoke as well.
Yeah, that's true. It's directly affecting how our coochie tastes and smells, so...
Guys, right, next one. Hi, Lonnie. I have a couple of dilemmas to ask. What do you mean, a couple? Anyway, let's get through it. I met this man on Hinge a month ago, and we've really been hitting it off. Problem is, I'm moving to the States for school in a few days. We've both agreed that we want to give distance dating a shot. Okay. I've never spoken to a man romantically for this long, let alone been in a relationship before. For context, I'm 23, turning 24 in 2 months. The last thing I want this to be is a situationship. We've had extensive conversations about our boundaries, what we expect from one another, how to communicate, what we need, etc. Do you think this is a wise thing to do? I want us to both explore our lives and not feel held back by this. But again, we both really like each other. My second question is, I haven't had penetrative sex yet, and I'm ready to do it with this man. We were about to do it a couple of times, but he goes soft before he puts it in. He says it has nothing to do with me, but I feel like I'm the cause for some reason. He said he's attracted to me and reassures me constantly, but I feel like it's my fault in a way. I really, really like him and would want to have sex with him before I go. I also don't want to pressure or make him feel like he's under pressure to perform. Thanks for your help and love your podcast. Well, thank you for loving the podcast.
Thank you, girl.
Where do we start? Where do we dissect?
Mary was like, God, in between that.
I think long distance should not be... I think, like, you're 23, in my opinion. Like, if I was 23, I'm not doing long distance. Why do I need to do long distance? Did you even try?
It's true.
You didn't even try. Like, try with the people around you.
I kind of did mini long distance with my ex.
How old are you then? And how long did it last?
20. We weren't together for long. We were probably together for like 6 months.
Yeah.
I was like 21. Like 20, 21.
How was it?
I was actually young. It was all right, but long distance, she lived in Portsmouth.
That's not long distance.
You can get the train to Portsmouth.
Portsmouth actually is a bit of a trek, though.
It was far.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, international long distance, I feel like, is definitely for the grown-ups. Like 23, yeah, did you actually even try?
And it also sounds like you're already ready to explore with other people, because she said she doesn't want to allow the long distance to hold them back from doing anything. So you're already open to explore, but then I feel like if you lose your virginity to this man, I don't know. For some reason, that doesn't sound like a good idea, because you're still ready to explore with others. I feel like try and have that type of relationship with others before actually being ready to have sex, because I feel like she's doing it as kind of a safety net, maybe. Maybe when she comes back, she'll be used to that one person, thinking that he's going to be there. But then also, he's a man. You need to remember that. As soon as you fly out of the country, he has other options. Whereas for women, we sort of wait out our options.
And hold on to the man regardless of like what's around and stuff.
Yeah, that's making noise.
I agree. I was going to say as well, I feel like it's really important that sometimes we don't make ourselves the subject of why a man can't get hard. I mean, don't get me wrong. One of the options can be, oh, he might not be attracted to you, or he might not like women. But I think it's also really important to understand that there's other factors. Like, men do go through problems with their dicks, you know.
Yeah, sometimes our bodies just don't be working how.
Exactly. Like, don't always jump to the conclusion of, he doesn't find me attractive, you know. I think when it comes to sex, we've been told that men get hard when they find women attractive.
Mm.
Sometimes I feel like all you have to do is touch a man's leg and they'll get hard. Even if it's the ugliest woman, I feel like the ugliest woman could touch a man's leg and it'll get hard.
And a cute giggle? Oh.
Their dick will be stone hard.
Dick
like
is soaring.
Listen, it will be strong. It will stand up.
Stronger than firewood.
I do feel like erections have no rhyme or reason to them, to be honest, because it's like niggas be getting hard like off nothing.
Nothing.
So the same like rhetoric can be used for like when they don't get hard. It's like, it's not always because they're not aroused or because they're horny. I just think willies just have a mind of their own.
Yeah, sometimes they do have. I'm not saying, when we say they have a mind of their own, we're not saying that
cheat.
Not to cheat. Not to cheat, but sometimes they just don't be working. It really is like the third leg that's not really connected to their body sometimes. Like,
I agree.
You know, guys do have performance issues sometimes, and instead of doing something around it, there's a lot of shame that they don't really sort out and they don't go see a doctor about it. Or it could be their alcohol intake. It could be drugs. There could be so many reasons and factors as to why they are not performing properly. I feel like even erectile dysfunction is actually quite high when it comes to obviously men. Mm. But it's like rarely spoken on because of the shame about it.
Yeah.
But stats do show like people, men in relationships, when they speak about it with their partner, there are better results and they do get the help that they need.
Mm.
So I know this is a bit different to your situation, but it's just inspired part of the conversation because obviously like you're not in a relationship with this guy, you're thinking about long distance, etc. But yes, I will say please go, like, no offense, let this guy go, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you see him and you guys explore, but I don't, like, listen, don't hold on to it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been there before. You meet a guy, you crack on, and you think that it's gonna, we've all been there. Like, even outside of a long distance relationship, even when the guy literally lives in the same city as you, like, please, I want you guys to, like, have guys on your roster. Like, young women, have guys on
roster.
A roster can be healthy, you know.
A roster can be healthy.
A roster can be healthy.
Have a roster till you get married or till he's
married. Till you get married.
I'm joking before they come for me. I'm joking, okay? Okay. All right, next one. Let's get this one. I feel like this one is, she says she's a virgin. Okay, cool. My husband and I waited until we were married to sleep together. Both virgins before we were married. God. Absolutely the best decision for us. And it has never been magic getting to discover. Wait, she says, and it has been magic getting to discover each other sexually over the last year. However, as embarrassing as it is to admit, we sometimes struggle with new positions because he physically doesn't know how to get into those positions. And I think we are both a bit nervous to look silly. Do you have any advice on discovering new positions? It's crazy. We've been together 7 years. We just don't want to feel silly. Thanks so much. Love your book and your podcast. How do you guys feel about that?
Couples yoga.
Couples yoga, did you say?
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, I like that.
I think you just need to stretch and learn your bodies. That's what
and trying positions with your clothes on as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, get a mirror in front and get into different positions. Like, even when you're play fighting. I don't know why I always say this. I'm such a big fan of play fighting. Do you guys like play fighting with your partners?
So my girlfriend started introducing this into our relationship.
Really?
Today she was like, I can't wait to fight. I was like, are you okay? We're here wrestling in the bed like crackheads, bro. I don't like, I'm like a weak little princess. So I'm like, don't come and bring your smoke towards me.
You know, if it was me, I'll pretend. I'll like do it for literally 10 seconds. I'll be like, oh, okay.
No, that's literally me, though. And I'd be like, I'm weak.
So I'll be like, I'm weak. Oh, no.
Ow. But I think it is a cute little like bonding kind of playful type, you know, mood that it brings out. Yeah, you guys, I think when
it's foreplay. Play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be foreplay for sure. I was going to say also like, there's sex games and stuff that will kind of introduce different positions and stuff for you. So like there's playing cards and shit like that where it's like they'll show you different positions and like where you could do it in the house or like how long for, stuff like that. So that would also be good in terms of introducing new sex positions and stuff. But it's good that after 7 years you're kind of still trying to spice it up.
I love it. Still, they've just only started spicing it up. They waited till they got married.
Oh really?
Yeah. So I definitely agree. I would say that on top of that, just enjoy discovering. Like, don't be afraid to feel silly. Sometimes sex can feel silly.
Yeah,
like, embarrassing things will happen. You'll find your pussy might start farting. What's it called again?
Is it a queef?
Queef, that's it. You know, there's so many silly things that do happen, or a little things that you might be a bit embarrassed about. Like, sex is supposed to be, yes, it's supposed to be pleasurable, but it's supposed to be a bit funny as well and silly. Like,
what, don't fall off the bed together. That's
What's the most embarrassing things that's happened to you guys during sex, actually?
Hitting my head on the headboard.
That's not bad. I've thrown up. I've fallen over. I've thrown up twice.
I probably hit my head. I remember there was one really, it wasn't weird, but like there was one time where it's like, I was really close to this guy and we were having sex, and I think there was like a pack of cards under my head or something.
Why a pack of cards on your head?
I don't know. But like there ended up being a pack of cards, and then he saw them, tried to move them. But then he was like, you know what? Let's play some cards.
So okay.
He started, like dealing the cards.
Was he still inside?
Yes, he was still inside me. So he, imagine I'm lying down.
That is hilarious.
Like dealing cards on my chest, literally, like, and I was like, lol.
Somebody's vomiting here. Somebody's dealing, playing blackjack.
No, like, during sex. But other than that, I don't really feel like I've had many embarrassing things happen.
That is funny.
I've had, I'm trying to think, like, yeah, I feel like my early 20s, that's when I was, I'm a clumsy person, though, that's the thing. My son said, I'm so clumsy. So I think I've gotten better, though, but yeah, like, I fell over. So when I fell over, I had tights on. You know when you've got tights at the bottom and you're trying to like walk over to the bed? Like I just finished giving him head and I was walking over to the bed and like my tights were like...
They trip you over.
So they tripped me over.
Oh. So, funny.
And I remember I was on the floor and he was laughing. I was like, stop laughing and help me up.
Oh, God.
And then he did. We got to the bed.
An embarrassing thing that happened, not for me, but I got secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah. not the ick.
No, literally. I don't think we shagged again after that day. But she came on her period.
Oh.
But no. Like, obviously, I know it happens. I've got a vagina. I've got ovaries. Like, I know that it happens sometimes. Like, when you juke too hard, whatever. Sometimes the blood will come out. But when I tell you, this is the most blood I've ever seen. It was like somebody got a bucket of red paint and poured it on my bed.
Oh, hell like, no.
Bam. Did she not know she was on her period?
So this is the thing. When I asked her, are you on your period? She was like, no, my period came 2 weeks ago, so it can't be my period. So I was like, okay, so why is it that there's blood on my sheets that's gone through the mattress protector onto the mattress, through my pillowcase onto my pillow, through my duvet cover onto my duvet, like literally
on the mattress.
Yeah.
Did she replace all of these items?
No.
Oh my God.
So obviously I'm here like stripping my fucking bed at like 1 a.m. and then I was like, did I cut you? Like maybe it was my nails that cut you and then you bled, but even then you won't bleed that much if you...
That was her period. Was it not her period?
She said it wasn't her period. She said that she wasn't her period. She literally held onto that, like she stood 10 toes down on the fact that it wasn't her period.
It was her period. She was probably embarrassed.
A couple days later, she was like, I was like, oh, are you okay? Like, have you spoken to a doctor? She was like, yeah, I spoke to a doctor and they said, if I don't stop bleeding in the next couple of days, I'm going to need stitches.
Stitches where?
In her coochie, clearly. But I was like, but you said that I didn't hurt you or cut you, so I don't understand what the... Somebody will...
It was her period. Unless she had
she was on her period.
She was on her period. Unless she had like a boil or something that popped. That's the only thing I could think about.
But even then, it would have been blood, didn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It had to be her period.
But I'm like, I literally have a vagina too. Why would you not say that you're on your period? Why, like, if you came on, you came on. Like, we can't do anything about that.
Yeah, I'm more shocked how she did it and offered to replace your things.
She was a bitch. I can't even lie to you. She was actually a bitch, man. I fucked a lot of bitches. It's actually really sad.
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think. The most embarrassing thing that's happened to me as well on my period. Did I tell you guys about, like, when there was this guy, I thought he was so handsome. Like, he was, oh, God, I was in uni. I remember saying goodbye to him. I was with my girls as well, thinking I was all cute, saying bye. My camo, like, pants, like, my trousers, was just drenched in blood. But I had no idea. And my friend was just ran up to me. She goes, oh, my God, you're bleeding. And she ran behind me to like cover me.
Oh, shit.
My God, that's a good friend.
I just remember thinking to myself, I just laid in bed, highly embarrassed. And I remember calling my best friend at the time. Like, oh my God, she was just like, it's not a big deal. Tell him it's Ribena. I was like, no.
No.
She was just like, okay, so what? Even if he knows, like, you know, and we ended up speaking and he was just like, yo, did you not know you were on? I said, well, obviously not. But yeah, it's cool.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, nah. He did make me feel weird about it, but at the time I was so embarrassed. But like when you, I mean, it's a period. What can you do?
Literally, what can you do?
I actually can't do anything about it.
Natural state.
I can scream and shout my vagina to stop. Exactly. But she's not gonna stop. She's gonna continue bleeding. All right. Okay. We got this one. Oh, I don't want to do that one, actually. Okay. Hi, Lonnie. I just wanted to say that I love you and what you do. Thank you. So I'm 20 in Nigeria and I like this guy, but he says he doesn't want anything serious. And to be honest, I really don't want either. I don't want to either, as it may interfere with my school and work. I'm in my final year, but he always says he's too busy to call or go out with me, as I have asked him numerous times to go out. He says he likes me and I know we aren't serious. Okay, I'm not doing this one because it's just giving me a headache already. Was that not giving you guys a headache?
Listen, I already had my answer for that.
Like, let it go. Let it go. Okay, hey Aloni, I'm fresh out of my first relationship and I'm excited to get in the streets. I met a guy and we started linking up casually, but I caught feelings and shortly after that left the country. Met a new guy and in this new country that was strictly dickly, but somewhere along the line, the guy back home let me know he had feelings for me and we started talking more seriously. Problem is, I want to have my cake and eat it. I want to continue fucking the guy over here, but I'm going to go back home as soon as the guy there has expressed that he doesn't want me fucking other niggas. Whilst I do like him, I have my needs. I want to enjoy being single and not hold myself back for a guy I'm talking to that's in another country who I'm not committed to yet. What do I do?
Why do I feel like you kind of answered your own
question? Yeah, I feel like I was about to say that you basically answered your own question.
Back.
Yeah.
You answered your own question. But do you think she needs to be honest with the guy back home that she's also having sex with someone else?
Nah.
You don't think so? Do you not think it's important to let other people... Do you think it's not important to let people know that you're having sex with others?
Of course, you're not going to say his name.
But you're not fucking the guy because he's far.
Yeah.
And you're not in a relationship either. So that is true. What you don't know won't hurt him.
Okay, what do you guys think though, in general, like casual sex? If you're having sex with someone, do you believe like you need to tell them that you're actually having sex with other people?
When it gets to a certain point, yeah.
When it gets to a certain point, yeah. But then...
What certain point how?
Maybe like time...
Time-wise. Yeah. Somebody's feelings is getting involved,
or if you're raw dogging, then
yeah. But then also, if you're having sex with multiple people, I feel like you should just have that ounce of sense to strap up and just be definitely. Protected.
That's true.
Yeah,
definitely. That is true. How do you guys tell people to wear a condom when you're having sex?
Where's the condom?
Can you strap up, please?
Yeah, I mean, like, get the condom.
Where's the condom?
Actually, but with Bae, I don't really say where's the condom. You just do your thing. But guys, we did not do the favorite question. My favorite question. You guys thought you were gonna get away with it. No, you're not. When was the last time you got laid, girls? I want to know. Last time you got laid, Miss Nikki, baby.
I just picked up my phone like.
Yeah, I know. That's why I went to you.
It was actually, your birthday.
Yeah.
I'm not, guys, I actually did not have no birthday.
So I don't believe you.
I swear, I did not.
You didn't.
I did.
Why?
Not. Nobody gave me none.
Are you not feeling anyone right now? You got no one in your roster? Do you have a roster right now?
No.
How can you have a roster? You're single. And it's the summer.
Yeah, summer. But it's a shit.
Do you know what? I put
it's a very shit summer, isn't it?
I put it this way. Oh, this summer is poo. Anyway, I put it this way. Some people are just worth waiting for.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So you're waiting for someone? You've been talking? How do you know them?
Do you say how long have I known them?
Yeah. Well, how do you know them?
It's been like... Okay, we're just getting into almost 2 months.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Yes.
I'm just waiting.
You just wait. Are you going to go a day or is it going to be just purely sexual?
Oh, no. We've been doing that.
Oh, okay. So you're dating.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. You didn't tell us.
But you're keeping it to yourself.
Yeah. Just haven't had sex yet.
So you've been getting to know each other for 2 months now?
Yeah. Almost 2 months. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Nikki. I'm going to say Nikki. Mary, what about you?
This afternoon, actually.
Nice.
I must say.
You fresh off the bed. She's fresh off the bed.
I rolled out of bed straight to studio, y'all. I showered.
No.
But yeah, I had a nice shag. My girl's on her period, so I feel like generally when either of us are on our period, we just kind of take out our horniness on the other person.
Ooh.
So I can't lie. I've had a lot of nuts today.
Ooh. I had a good nut today as well. I was high. I was really high today. And I just blew one out. And it was a
high
sauce.
High nuts bang, man.
Pardon?
High nuts bang.
High
nuts.
So
I love
much.
That.
I think really fun, you might call it that as well.
High nuts.
High nut. It was just so good. Mm-hmm. We need to do an episode where we're high, guys.
Yeah.
Would you guys be up for it?
I'd be up for it.
Do you smoke, Nikki?
No.
Don't.
No.
What about if we got you edibles?
Somebody asked me this the other day, but they don't taste nice.
They're not supposed to taste nice. Like weed. Do the job, but let it just do the job. Okay. I can't remember what edibles taste like. It's been so long, but I know that the last time I took it, I said never again. But I don't mind, though. I don't mind doing it now. That was many, many years ago.
Okay, we'll see.
But just know that you can't go into work for the next 2 days if you do an abortion.
That's what I'm thinking. It has to be on a day. It should have been this week where I'm not working the whole week. Yeah, right, it should have been these. But anyway, isn't your man coming soon?
He is.
Exactly.
The week, so I can't wait.
Listen, she's going to be skipping to the studio.
I will be, there'll be a spring in my step.
Wait, when is he coming, sorry?
In a week.
Oh, that's nice.
So there'll be a spring in my step, y'all.
You guys have stuff planned.
Yeah, we do, but I'm not going to lie. I think it'll just be staying at home and just get my back blown out. Let me not lie to you.
I mean, that's a plan.
The thing is, when he comes here, I don't really like when we go out that much. I did at the beginning, but now I'm just like, I just feel like the block is hot. So,
but that's your man.
I know, but still, I don't really enjoy the attention. I went to a wedding once, right? And then I was with my mate. This girl was just like, I think she thought he was my fiance, especially because they kind of have similar haircuts and my friend has like a full on beard.
Mm.
So she was like introducing herself to him, like, oh, it's so lovely to meet you. I said, no, that's not my man. I said, this is not my fiance. She was just like, oh, sorry. It's just that the beard looks like that. I said, no, that's not my fiance. So sometimes I just feel like people, I know people, I mean, he was like I said this before, he was at my book launch. And if you knew, you knew. If you saw, you saw.
I mean.
If you saw, you saw.
Yeah.
It was that simple. But yeah, no, I can't wait. There'll be a spring in my step. So, yeah.
So what is it that like you're only more comfortable going out?
Like, I like when I'm out there. I like when I'm out there. I like when I'm out there because nobody knows me.
Mm.
Okay. I like it because I can be low key. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first time when he used to come here, we were fresh out of the pandemic, and you could get away with wearing masks anywhere.
Okay.
And the moment I had my mask down, I was instantly recognized.
No, but this was like on Saturday. I went to see Wizkid. Yeah. Afterwards, like, you know, after a concert where the streets are just swarming with people.
Yeah.
Some girl came up to me. She tapped me on my shoulder. She went, "Oh my God, are you with Alani right now?" And I went, "That was the first thing she said. Are you with Alani right now?" And I went, "No." She was like, "Well, I want a picture with you anyway because I really love the show." And I went,
aww.
Okay. And I was like, right, Olani, people are really dying to see you in the streets like that.
Be staying in my house.
Listen, and then there was another girl that came up to me. She was like, "No, it's you from the podcast. Oh my God, I love you and Olani so much." Aww. This was at Wizkid. And I was like, but this girl, she was so sweet. She was really cute. I even gave her a hug.
Aww.
She was so sweet. And I was just like, wow, Olani, in the streets.
Aww, no,
you're a hot property. I was like, okay, I can get used to this.
Oh, child, nah, you boy. Anyway, that's all the time we have for this week. We are out. Love Island's done, guys. How do we feel?
I can't lie, relieved. The end was.
You know, I was even thinking today. I was thinking, oh my God, I need to get back in time for. Oh wait, it's finished.
Yeah, like anyway.
It's actually done. It feels like crack. The crack is finally.
Listen, there. But we still stand for Whitney. We love you, Whitney.
I know, Whitney. I would love to get on the show. I'm gonna see if we can make it happen. But yeah, no, Mal was great last week.
Oh, loved Mal.
Amazing. My friend was showing me her TikTok. My friend was showing me her TikTok. She said that she like does TikToks like a 30-year-old like who's trying to use TikTok.
She does.
I said she's just very peculiar.
Yeah.
Like, very random.
Yeah.
But I really She's do like cute. Her. She's such a sweetheart. Yeah. Honestly, I really do wish we got to see her more in the show. But yeah, going back to Whitney, do you know, a part of me did say that they probably won't win when they gave them the favourite couple.
Mm-hmm.
I said they gave them that to just take on that award instead of winning the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It became evident after I said, yeah, they're not going to win. But I really did want it to happen. I'm waiting for Jess to see the way Sammy was talking about her, though.
Yeah.
Boy. Roll the clips.
Roll the tape.
Roll the tape.
Tapes, man. Mm.
Anyway, that's all from us today. We will catch you next week where I'll be a year older. Oh my God. I'll be 21. I can't believe it, guys. I'm so excited. But yes.
Okay.
What do you mean? Okay. Are you trying to say something?
This girl's been rolling with 21 for the last.
What do you mean?
Yeah, listen, I've been 15. I've been telling people I'm 25.
I'm 21. I don't know what you lot are talking about. Listen, when I tell people my real age, they get shocked.
Really?
They get yes, they do.
Sorry.
Really.
Sorry.
Yes,
sorry.
They do.
Sorry,
my Listen, you my Gen Z, I think you need to be careful with the age jokes. We can joke. Not you.
Don't worry, the time will come.
But I'm embracing my time. I don't mind aging. Like, I embrace
I love aging. I never want to ever be in my 20s ever again.
But you're 21, allegedly.
Allegedly, exactly. I never ever want to be in my 20s ever again. What a broke That's time. So what a very a broke, what a very, very broke time. I said never again. Oh, nah, man. Life is better with money.
Broke over here, child.
Nah, man. Anyway, again, signing up for the third time. We'll catch you That's on dope. All socials. You can find me at Alani and the actual podcast, Laid Bare. You can see all the clips on there and on YouTube too. So, yes, guys, sign up.
I'm your favorite homegirl. Catch me on Instagram, @SoNikki_.
And me, Mary, and FRENS.
Yes, we'll see you guys next week. Meow. Bye.
Bye. Did you say meow?
It's the sound of a pussy.
Purr.
Purr.
Purr. Purr.
Okay, guys, you see my friend.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.